Hello, everybody. Hey.
Oh my god, hi.
Janine's over here like about to fall asleep.
I'm just tired. It's been a long week or more off.
So yeah.
It's fine.
We've been running around all week doing stuff. It's been a lot.
Yeah, a lot is an understatement. I'm used to just sitting at home alone by myself with my dog or going to the gym. That's all I do.
Same. I usually sit at home with my cat and do schoolwork. So, yeah, this is a lot. I've invaded Jenny's house for a week now, and we've had a lot of Christmas stuff going on, and we've gone on some adventures, and we are both just ready to sleep for about 24 hours straight.
Just tapped out on social batteries.
Yeah.
I mean, we have chilled. We have watched True Blood and some movies and stuff, but you'll hear about that. Or not the True Blood part, but the movies part.
Yes. Yes. So this will kind of be like a chatty little episode. We're not really doing our normal stuff where we have like a script and like a solid structure. We're just kind of going to go over all the things that we've done during my time in the same place as Jenny, because we're usually not in the same place.
In the same place.
Yeah. I'm usually in Florida. She's usually in Illinois. So it's rare when we are actually together. So yeah.
So you got any shit from the pit you just want to like start out with?
Oh god, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, we have to keep some structure regular to our episodes.
I didn't even think about that. Okay, you go first.
I asked you first because I shit. Wow, sorry about your ears, people.
Sorry. No. I don't think I have anything. No, I thought it was, I guess my... No, because all of my...
It could be about your cat.
About my cat?
Yeah, what you found out about her, what she did.
Oh, yeah. So my cat, I've been gone for a week now, less than a week. And my cat does not like me being gone for even more than an hour. So this time has been hard for her. But my mom is at, like, staying at my house right now. It's her house, but she's there visiting. And so my cat isn't completely alone. She's, my mom's checking on her, giving her food, water, all that jazz. But yeah, my cat is just chilling without me. So she's struggling and she's very angry. And so my wonderful boyfriend, Anthony, went to go, like, lay with her and, like, play with her and give her a bunch of attention while I've been gone. Annie walks in the room, and she has trashed my entire room. She has gone in my little makeup drawer and demolished it, like, taken everything out of it, all the hair ties. That's probably what she was after, was the hair ties. And then she has knocked all of the stuff that was on my TV stand and my desk, and her food bowl is usually on this, like, it's like, I don't know the word for it. It's usually like on top of this little, I don't know. It's like on top of a cabinet, but like there's a hole in it for the food bowl to fit inside of. If that makes sense. She has popped that out. The food bowl is across the room. It's all over the place. She's just not having a good time. So yeah, that's my shit from the pit.
I guess mine could be just, it's been business as usual with gym type stuff. I've been off work, but I had the workout figured out for the class on Wednesday. The second thing down, or the third, whatever it was, one of the things down was jumping jacks, and one of the ladies showed up early, and she goes, are you really sure you want to put jumping jacks on there? I was like, why? And she goes, because I've been day drinking all day, and jumping jacks are just not my thing.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Why did you come to class if you've been day drinking?
Oh my god.
That's the best I got.
More power to her. I wouldn't go.
I would not drink and go anywhere ever.
No. No, definitely not. Yeah, that's our little spiel. I guess we can start with Christmas.
Sure.
Like what we did. Were we together on Christmas Eve?
No. Kinda. Just for like an hour. Or before the service, yeah.
Yes, we went to the Christmas Eve service together. Church service, little midnight church service. It always like means a lot to us because that church has been in like, well, to me at least. At least, well, for you, like to Aunt Sue, to your mom. Like that church has just been in our family for like generations, and a lot of our family members have gotten married there, and so I really like going there for the like Christmas Eve service because it's just really pretty, and they do the whole thing where they shut off the lights and we all have candles, and it's just really pretty. And so we did that.
It was 11 o'clock at night, mind you, so we did not get home till 20 after 12 or so. But yeah, I only go for my mom because, you know, she wanted to go and hadn't gone in years, and I was like, "Well, let's go. Emma's back. We could take her." So we did that.
It's a little adventure. It was nice.
I guess.
And then, do you want to talk about your Christmas? Your Christmas day?
There's not really much to talk about. I went, worked out at 6 a.m. Also held a class at 8 a.m. You know, a couple people showed up. That was about it. And then ate. That's about it.
We didn't do much.
It sounds like a perfect Christmas. Other than the working out part, I would not work out on Christmas. You're better than I am.
I mean, I still feel like a fat pig the rest of this week, so.
Well, we've eaten a lot of food.
Yeah.
A lot of food.
We have. I made 2 loaves of rye bread, and so I kept one here at the house because I knew Emma was going to be here, and so that, you know, I have to eat the rye bread too, you know, and then the extra Swedish meatballs, and yeah, oof, oof.
It's been a lot. I was even thinking of bringing you a piece of like pumpkin cake that my grandma made.
But I don't need it. But yeah, that sounds delicious.
I was gonna bring you one, then I forgot. But
Well, fucking Emma, come on.
I know. I'll give you one tomorrow when you drop me off at the farm. So yeah, my Christmas was really good. I was with my family. It was very bittersweet because this is for that side of the family and my mom's side of the family. It was our first Christmas without my grandpa, my mom's dad, and so it was sad because I walked in and there was one less stocking than there always has been, and I was like, damn. I think that's like what hit me the most was the stockings. I was like, geez. And I had given my grandma and my brother and my aunts each like either a piece of jewelry or a knife that had my grandpa's flowers from his funeral like incorporated into them, and so my grandma was like sobbing, and it was hard for her. It was really hard, but it was really good. I got a lot of presents. I'm very spoiled. I feel very spoiled this Christmas. I got a lot of stuff.
Always good. Always a good time. It gets less and less as you get older.
I know.
Just gonna say.
Oh, I know. Yes, but I'm still very thankful. I got a lot of records, which I love records, and I got a lot of books. So, and I got a lot of mugs.
There you go.
And I love mug. I love all of those things. Those are all things to my heart, so.
There you go. Well, all that. I just got randomness. But anyways, so the next day was the 26th,
So Swedish
and so
Christmas.
it was our Swedish Christmas, which Emma would stayed the night at my house finally that night. So we had, you know, did the little waking up, got our coffee on, you know, and had Swedish meatballs, cheese ball, cheesy potatoes, potato skur. What else was in the oh, grandma's recipe of cardamom rolls. And dessert was Swedish crumb with lingonberries. So good. I got a lot of witchy things at this one, and even though my stepdad is not particularly a fan of that, so that was
No. Well, your mom wasn't either for
no. I mean, she really
she still
technically
wasn't.
isn't. Yeah, she got me a purse. A bunch of other people got, oh, well, not a bunch of other people, but the other things were like crystals and, well, in between Mandy and Emma, it was a bunch of podcasts related stuff.
Yes, Mandy and I conspired against Jenny. So, I was in cahoots with Mandy because Mandy is Jen's sister. She makes like a lot of stuff for us, and she has her own little store, and she can make a lot of like custom things. And so, I was in cahoots with her. I was like, "Well, I really want to get me and Jenny some shirts with our logo on it." And I asked Mandy if she wanted to do them, and she was like, well, just like look at other places first and see what you find. And so I went to Zazzle and I made us some shirts.
Zazzle.
Zazzle.
Yes. Their products aren't always great, but sometimes they're pretty good. It's very hit or miss with Zazzle.
Isn't Zazzle the name of one of the cats that Sheldon gets on Big Bang Theory when he has a breakdown and buys a bunch of cats or adopts?
Mandy, you'll have to look.
Mandy, do you watch Big Bang Theory? I think you do. Or Chris does. I'm pretty sure he named him Zazzle because he's Zazzy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It kept going in my head every time you said Zazzle.
No, I never watched Big Bang Theory. I watched like a couple episodes, but I'm not a huge sitcom person. What?
I don't know. She's pacing and randomly going around. What do you want?
Peyton's being weird.
What are you doing?
Peyton, come lay down. She's mad because I stole her spot.
Yeah, pretty much. She kicked her off the couch. So, yeah, bitch. Was that the night that we did the first tarot card thing?
Two? The 26th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jenny and I, we did something that we'd never done before. We went live on TikTok and we tried to do some tarot readings. When I say us, I mean Jen. She's the tarot reader. And so we went live and we were just pulling cards for people who came into our lives. Why is she staring at the corner? She's...
Well, the treat was there and I just took it down. So she's just sniffing around is all.
She's like staring in the corner with this huge grandfather clock that's been in our family for a long time. That's not scary.
It's fine. Like a great uncle made it. It's fine.
I mean, yeah. But when the dog's staring at it, it's a little scary. Anywho, yes, we tried Tarot Lives. It was pretty fun. We didn't get as many people as we were expecting to.
Well, I don't know that I was expecting that many because there are so many tarot card readers on TikTok, right? That it's just meh.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't get as many as we did the first time we did Ouija board on there. That's for sure.
Yes. The last time, the very first time we did Ouija board, we had like 900 people in there, 1,000 people in there. Mm-hmm. And we tried to do it again this time. And we kind of messed up because, well, it was my idea. I messed up because I was like, well, what if we start with tarot cards and then we go into the Ouija stuff to like warm us up with the tarot? But we ended up only having like 5 consistent viewers.
Mm-hmm. Like during the Ouija board.
But during the Tuesday one, we got some new followers. Sissy, Liv was and the following night, and
Sam
and Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah. So yeah. Shout out to you guys if you started listening to us. Hey.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. We really, really appreciated your company. We're not able to go live together very often at all, so when we do, it's always nice to see some supporters.
Oh, yeah, because I don't have 1,000 followers on my personal TikTok page, so I can't join it when you go. So.
Yeah, we need to get you up to 1,000 so we can go live at the same time.
I don't know, they want 1,000 people watching me do all that shit.
No, my God.
So anywho.
Yeah, we did that. What else?
The tarot card was Christmas Day or Christmas night. Then Tuesday was the Ouija board.
Right.
So the Ouija board, we didn't have the normal people come through except for our grandfather. And then there were two other spirits, people, whatnot, that came through that we had never met, heard of, or anything before.
Yeah. One of them was named Seth, and he was 35, and it was a little scary.
Well, yeah, because Emma asked, it only responds usually when Emma asked the question, but she asked if he knew how he died, if he could tell us or whatnot, and all he said was rope. So, yeah.
As soon as it said rope, I was like, I kept asking him if he was okay. I kept asking, are you okay? And it kept going to yes. And so, it was a little bit scary. We've never gotten a response like that before. So, usually, like, when people come through, they say that they died of, like, an illness.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, that was only, was it James? Is that his name?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
We didn't even hear from him this time.
I know. He didn't come through. My dad didn't come through. But my grandfather who came through said that my dad was speaking through him. Mm-hmm. So, and I asked if he was with my dad, and he said yes. So, kind of.
Yeah. And then the other one was a little girl that was 8, yes. I believe. Didn't know her name, was very confused, didn't know how she had passed either, so.
Yeah.
There wasn't much that she could really tell us.
Yeah, she seemed very confused and maybe like a spirit who's been lingering for a really long time because she just didn't know a lot about herself.
Yeah.
So that was really sad. And she didn't stick around for long. She was only there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And then to be quite honest, after our grandpa showed up and answered some questions, the board just went dead.
Yeah. We talked to our grandpa for a long time.
Kind of, yeah.
He was there for a while, and then eventually he just stopped asking questions, and we asked a bunch of times, like, is anyone still there? And we got nothing, and so we just got off because we weren't getting responses anymore, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and plus, when we woke up the next day, well, for one, I had one of the worst headaches I think I've ever had, to where, like, my entire skull was throbbing after that. And then Emma, when she woke up the next day, I was like, what is she doing? Had some neck pain, some shoulder pain, some stomach issues, just all kinds of random-ass weird shit.
I felt like I got hit by a bus and had the flu. I felt so horrible. I don't think I've felt that bad in a really long time. And, yeah, that morning was just horrible. It was just awful. I hated it. My neck hurt so bad. I have like a muscle like on the right side of my neck that was just so stiff. I couldn't even turn my head and I just felt horrible. And both of our energy was just drained. And it was just a struggle. And so what we were going to do is we were going to do another Ouija session tonight. But I told Jenny that I didn't want to do it because I don't want to feel like that again. Mm-hmm. It was just a lot. And I especially don't... Hey, 10.
She's trying to get comfy. What?
Good Lord. It's like when we're not recording or doing something important, she is an angel and sleeping. And then as soon as we start doing something important, she's like, I'm going to distract the hell out of you.
Yeah, she used to do that when I was watching TV. She'd just grab a squeaky toy and just walk around the living room with it in her mouth. And, hey,
come here. Come here. Up here. There just you go. Yeah, and we didn't tell them. So during Swedish Christmas, we surprised our family with a little yum costume.
I'm posting that picture with this episode.
Yeah, so Aunt Sue, my Aunt Sue, Jen's mom, we went to her house the day before Christmas, and she gave me this antique, like, Swedish outfit. Mm-hmm. And I was the only one, like, in the whole family that could, like, fit into it. And
we are all more voluptuous in all of every part of our bodies compared to Emma.
Voluptuous. Well, I'm also, like, the only person around this age range.
I mean, still.
Like, I mean, yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, anyways. So, I was like, I really want to surprise our family. Well, it was Jenny's idea. Mm-hmm. She was like, you should wear it to Swedish Christmas. So, I was like, screw it. Let's do it. And so, yeah, those pictures will be posted. It was very funny. I came in Mandy's house, and I went up to all the kids, and I was doing the Swedish accent. I was like, my name is Brigitta. How are you? What's your name? And I was acting like I was this whole different character, and the kids all thought it was funny, and they all said they liked my outfit. I was holding...
Well, I'm sure they just didn't really know what the hell was going on. Yeah! That's a response to everything. They don't really care. Yeah.
Lachlan was like, yeah, and I was holding Fiona, and I was like, do you like my outfit? And she was like, yeah! It was really cute. So yeah, that happened. My brother thought it was hilarious, but he thinks that my Swedish accent needs work, which it does.
It does, but nobody does a Swedish accent like Spencer does.
Exactly. So, yeah, that happened. And then Wednesday, we went on an adventure.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Kind of, sort of. We went to Davenport. And we went to Oakdale Cemetery first. Do you want to take it away?
I mean, sure. We drove around forever trying to figure out where in the heck this section of the cemetery was. I ended up Googling it, but there's like a section in the cemetery called the Soldier's Lot that, along with housing those that fought and like kind of died in our country, is also a part that includes orphans from the Iowa Soldiers Orphans Home, which actually was across the street from the current cemetery. And the big thing that they say is, like, on Halloween night, you could supposedly can hear the screams of children because they say that they all had died in a fire or whatnot, but they all did not die in a fire. Most of the kids died of, like, consumption and illness, some type of sickness. So, I mean, it's a cemetery, so you're going to hear all kinds of things. But we went live while we were there, and we had quite a few viewers, honestly. But this has the limb of the unknown child, which is thought to be a boy, and I believe they said it was a leg.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the viewers had said something about Baby Blue being buried there, but I googled some stuff on it. There was not a Baby Blue, but there is a grave that we didn't look at particularly that is called Baby Boy Fear, 1936, because all of the... Except for those two, all of the headstones or whatnot had a name associated with it. I don't know exactly. You have to talk about some stuff because I got to read on this Baby Blue Fear.
Baby Blue sounded familiar, but I think it's at a different cemetery. I feel like I've heard that before. And then this Baby Boy Fear, I feel like I might have glimpsed at it, and I didn't think about it thoroughly enough, but I think that's such a strange name. It's like Baby Boy Fear. Like, why would you choose the word fear?
I don't know.
Jenny's reading a little bit more about it, but it was a really cool place. It was, I felt it was really peaceful. I was there, and I was kind of off by myself while Jenny was on the live for a couple seconds, and I was like trying to feel the energy and like see if I felt anything, and I really didn't. I felt safe, and it felt peaceful is how I felt.
Yeah, I didn't feel any like malevolent things or anything bad.
No, it was peaceful. And on a lot of the orphans' graves, there are like pennies and like rocks, like offerings that people leave as a sign of like they were there. And so I got two candies, and I left one candy at the limb of the unknown child grave, and then I also left a candy at like the overall like orphans, like the main headstone, just as like a little offering. I was like, well, maybe they want some candy.
I mean, kids all like candy. Why is this not going back?
You fucking piece of shit.
Exactly. It was cool that I got a lot of cool pictures. And even though, like, we kind of had to drive around a lot to find it, I liked it because we got to see a lot more headstones. And I got a lot of really cool photos taken. I brought my nice, like, photography camera. And a lot of those headstones are really, really, really old. And so it was really cool kind of seeing all that. I thought it was a really pretty cemetery. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was very pretty, yes. Had a lot of really cool mausoleums. And I think, yeah, Emma got a bunch of pictures basically at the cemetery, so she'll end up posting those at some point.
Yes, I will. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, I can't find... There's really not much else that's known about Baby Boy Fear and or why it's called Baby Boy Fear. So I don't know.
Huh.
Interesting.
Very interesting. And then after the cemetery, we drove over to the Black Hawk Hotel in Davenport, and we tried to go live and nobody joined. So I was like, all right, well, let's just like film a quick video. And so we filmed a video, and Jenny will tell you more about the Black Hawk Hotel.
Most of what we filmed in the video, I talked about that, or the notes that I'm having to go through right now is the same thing. But I left out some of the stuff because I didn't want to like have a super as long video, you know?
Yeah.
So before it was the Hotel Black Hawk, it was the Saratoga. But in 1915, the first floors of the Black Hawk were established. It started out with 225 rooms, and by 1920, they had added more floors and bumped up to about 400 rooms. By 1971, there were talks and plans to turn it into a 300-unit low-income housing facility for the elderly, but that never ended up happening, thankfully. On a foreclosure, it sat empty from 1976 to 1983. Nothing else too noteworthy happened until February of 2006, when a fire started on the 8th floor due to it housing a meth lab.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know that I said that on that video or not.
I don't remember. I don't think you did.
No, but anyways, past all the little history stuff, it's now a luxury hotel, and actually it's like, what is it, it's, fuck, what is that called when they get put on a list of luxury hotels?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, like Autograph Collection or something. Yeah, Autograph Collection, because it's that high-end on the inside now. It's not much to look at on the outside. I'll give you that.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But some pretty big names has, you know, stayed there in the past, even though it had a big or a couple of downfalls throughout history. Barack Obama stayed there. Carl Sandburg, Jack Dempsey, Herbert Hoover, and Richard Nixon have all stayed there. But like most haunted hotels, though, many have heard the unexplained noises, spotted figures, and felt chills. One of the more well-known hauntings or sightings really is that of a man named Carl Grant, who died there. There's also two women seen, or could possibly be the same woman, in a red evening gown, but the other figure or woman that they've seen is also in a blue evening gown. Could be the same one, but there's no stories on exactly for sure. But Cary Grant was born Archibald Alexander Leach, known for his comedic flair, the debonair style, and effortless classic finesse. He was born in Gloucestershire, England, which I did that correctly, in 1904. Tragically died right here at the Black Oak Hotel on November 29th of 1986. This English-American actor had suffered a fatal stroke whilst attending a fundraiser in the ballroom. He was 82 years old. It's alleged his spirit still lingers there today. Staff have reported unexplained phantom piano music emanating from the ballroom when it's empty, and a tall, dark, mysterious figure, shadow-type thing, walking around various rooms.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it was... I mean, we really couldn't go into it, and the other place we're about to talk about, we weren't able to go in it, so... Really, the only place that we could, like, really, really explore was the cemetery, but I'm hoping that maybe someday, like, if we get big enough, we can actually start, like, touring things, maybe getting, like, permission. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It'd be very nice, but, like, places are very, like, hit or miss about that stuff, because some places invite it and other places are, like, absolutely not.
Yeah, a lot of places don't really want what comes along with being known as, like, a paranormal sighting place. They don't want that type of crowd.
Exactly. So yeah, and then we went over to the old Masonic temple, which Janae is about to tell you about. It was closed though, so obviously, yeah, again, we couldn't go in.
Well, yeah, it's part of the Palmer Chiropractic College right there, so they were all on winter break. So it was formerly Lyceum Hall, a museum, and has now been turned into Palmer Family and Chiropractic History Museum. It was constructed in 1922 when Masons in Davenport realized that they needed a new building, you know, like any other thing. Boring, I get it. The new Masonic Temple opened its doors on November 19th, 1923, and was dedicated as Davenport Lodge No. 37, a lodge of Master Masons with 400 members, many of whom were policemen. All the paranormal activity which takes place in this building has been boiled down to one sentence by a bunch of other sites. Many types of haunting phenomena at all hours of the day have been reported by the college's security staff. So what does it really mean? It means that the living are treated to the full menu of paranormal experiences, both day and night, probably caught on the building's security system, if not directly experienced by staff or visitors to the museum all night and all day. They apparently still know how to, you know, keep busy and keep the party going in the afterlife, you know. The visual activity, which is moving objects, items winding up in odd places for chuckles, or because the place chosen is better, like a better spot for the item in someone's opinion, that ghost opinion, whoever. Furniture rearrangement for meetings, small group meetings, and for group activities like fellowship and card playing. Lights going on and off, doors opening by themselves, and other electrical items have a mind of their own. Dun, dun, dun. Then we've got the auditory activity that happens, you know, footsteps that are, you know, unseen presence around, just heard in the distance, odd noises, disembodied voices, and a discussion of some sort, or the calling out of names of the security guards may occur as well. There's some tactile and sensory activity going on, like being touched by an unseen presence, noticing the strong aroma of cigars, which that's a big thing. Anytime I have, I can smell cigarette smoke of some kind.
Yeah, I think that smelling cigarette smoke is a very common form of, like, paranormal activity, because that happens to me, too, a lot.
I get the scent of a lit match a lot of times, too. Mm. Just that very specific.
Yeah.
Noticing cold spots, cool breezes not coming from the air conditioning or natural wind source, having the feeling of being watched.
Dun dun dun.
Now, actual visual sightings of spirits who appear in a variety of forms has happened as well. Solid, see-through, or just body parts that appear in front of a person or persons, you know. How'd you like just have like an arm in front of you? The other thing has been weird moving lights seen in places all over the building. And from what I can find, there are no actual paranormal investigations that have been allowed here, as the public, or as they want the public to focus on the museum itself and not the spirits. So,
right. I mean, I get that. Yeah. I get that they don't want to be associated with that. Mm-hmm. But also, like, take the Stanley Hotel, for example. You know, they are so popular because of being associated with hauntings in The Shining. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like for a place, it could be really, really good and bring in a lot of business if you do associate your place with hauntings and that kind of paranormal route. But I also understand why people wouldn't want to.
Mm-hmm. But now it's sold, so who knows what they're going to do with it.
Yes.
I really hope that they don't ruin it.
Yeah. I really hope they don't either. So yeah, that was our little journey yesterday. Oh yes, and then as one of my Christmas presents from Ginny, we went to a fun little tarot reader in Davenport.
Uh-huh. It's called Intuitive Healing. Actually, it's not in Davenport, it's in Moline. The old avenue of the cities. I don't remember. It's like 23rd, I think, or something now. But if you're, you know, OG to the area, Avenue of the Cities is what it used to be called.
Yes. I don't think we said this before, but like Davenport and Moline are part of the Quad Cities in like Iowa and Illinois. So, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went to this reader and I really enjoyed it. I think that she has an adorable little shop. She has...
Casey.
Yes, her name is Casey. And... she's very kind. She's like, I liked her vibe because it was like, I feel like some tarot readers or like psychic people like that, like try too hard. Mm-hmm. And she was just very chill. She had a very like calm energy about her. She was like, all right, let's just do this. Like she wasn't trying to oversell it mm-hmm. or be dramatic. She was like, this is what I see. Like she was just very chill. And I liked that energy. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I went first, so I'll talk about my experience. She was spot on. She was pretty much spot on with everything she said. So what you can do is you can choose to, like, focus on a certain aspect of your life that she will tune into for your reading, and she will, like, communicate with your spirit guides. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted her to focus on my love life, specifically, like, with my boyfriend, just to see, like, what she sees and...
Does Anthony listen to us?
Not really, but I'm not going to go into detail. Okay. I'm not going to say like exactly what she said, okay. But it was nothing bad. So if you're listening, it was nothing bad. She was like, I don't see any like type of...
If you're listening, sorry.
If you're listening, it wasn't anything bad. She was like, I don't see any breakup cards, anything like bad like that. No, it was an overall pretty good reading. And then she also just did, like, a general read on me. She was like, I see that you're a person who might have, like, a block in their, like, throat chakra, and you might have a really hard time voicing your opinions and voicing your feelings, which is 100% correct. I think that a lot of times I, like, ignore my feelings or I suppress my feelings and I don't really vocalize anything because I don't want to offend people. I don't want to... I want to avoid confrontation at all costs. I want to protect other people's feelings. I just like, I'm just this very, like, overly happy, positive person all the time because I don't want to cause any trouble. And she was like, you need to work on that because what you're doing is you're suppressing yourself, you're suppressing your emotions, and you just need to be a little bit more vocal about what you want and what you need. And so, yeah, that was like her little general advice to me. And then I also asked her, she asked if I had any questions, and I said, like, can you see my spirit guide?
Can you see?
Can you see it?
Spirit guide.
You know what?
Don't make fun of me.
Yeah, I asked her if she could see him or see whatever she's communicating with, and she was like, well, yeah, but, you know, every reader or psychic or whatever you want to call them, they might see it as something different. It's not going to be the same every time. People are going to infer it.
Everyone has a different interpretation on things. Everyone has like a different aspect or an outlook on life, so everyone's going to see it with a slight variation.
Yes, exactly. And so she said that my spirit guide to her looked like a man with short, dark hair, like very dark hair, and then piercing blue eyes is what she said, which is very interesting because I've always felt drawn to characters with those characteristics. Sorry.
We should ask Mom or Aunt Sue if she knows of any family members that had that description.
Yeah. Yeah, we should. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She said that he was from Sirius, the Sirius star constellation. I know it's a star, but I don't fully understand it. But she said he's from Sirius. And then I've always felt very drawn towards that ever since I was a little kid. The first time that I went to the observatory for some reason, they said the name of that star, Sirius, and I've just always been drawn to it, which is very interesting. But yeah, she said he was a man with short, dark hair and piercing blue eyes. And yeah, like I said, I've always been drawn to characters with those characteristics. And I felt, yeah, I feel very connected to characters with that type. And so I thought that was pretty cool. She was like, you have a very masculine energy. And I agreed. I was like, yes, I do. Like, my inner is very masculine, my outer is very feminine, and it kind of like balances each other out. Like, I tell people all the time, I'm pretty much a guy. Like, I want to watch sports, I want to watch football, I want to watch bull riding, I want to watch like tough things like that, I want to play video games, you know, I love boxing, like UFC. like, I don't want to go shopping, I don't want to go get my nails done unless I'm doing something really important. Like, I don't like doing the cliche things that women like to do. I like men type things. So yeah, she was just talking about like masculine energy for a while, and I was like, yep, that's me. And yeah, she said that I have the presence of a child in my aura. Which, yeah, this is something I will say. She said there is a child in my aura. There is a little boy that is around me, and he is waiting for his time.
Get ready, Anthony.
To come here. Yeah, Jenny said, get ready, Anthony. Yeah, so she said there's a little boy in my energy, in my field, and I've always wanted a boy first, but like I said, I'll be happy with anything as long as they're healthy. So I thought that was the most enlightening thing out of my reading. And then also when she did my whole spread, there was front and center, there was a card with like a pregnant woman with wearing like a long white dress with like a huge pregnant belly. And anyone who knows me knows that I believe my purpose in this life is to be a mother. And so when I saw that, I was just very happy.
Good for you. More power to you. Good for you. But hard pass.
I know. Jen does not want kids, but that was very enlightening for me. Yeah, so that was my reading. I thought she was really, really good, and I liked how fast she talked.
Mm, yeah.
She got a lot of information out in 15 minutes because she talked very fast. She stayed focused, and yeah, she was very good. She also said that I'm from Lumeria. Mm-hmm. She said that my energy originates from Lumeria, which is really, really cool, so I'm going to research that more.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanna go on your reading?
Emma just goes, yeah, and then just puts the mic right in my face.
I'm the one holding our mic. Like, we only have one mic, and so I keep switching back and forth, and I was like, yeah, and then I just fling the mic towards Jenny.
You fucking talk now. I did also get a reading right after that. Mine, I had put down two questions, but when we got there, I didn't really, because she had said something about wanting to focus on one more than the other. I said, you know, just whatever tickles your fancy, whatever comes out. I put my faith in her, as you could say. I go, just give me what you got. And she was over. She has all these decks that are in that cabinet over there, to where like she like feels your energy first in order to figure out like which deck, or two or three. She had three decks that she pulled out each time that she wanted to get the cards for. And she was standing over there, and she had, like, you know, the finger up. And then she looks at me, and she goes, your energy's fun. Ooh, I like this. And so...
Yes, and I just want to say that we've done, like, I don't know, two or three readings together now.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, like, Jenny and I have done two or three, like, little adventures like this with readings. And every single time we go... When they tap into Jenny's energy, they say something like that. They're either like, oh, you're really fun, or like, oh, like, you have, like, psychic powers or something. Like, they always get excited about channeling into Jenny's energy.
Which I used to think I was really hard to read, but maybe now more that I've gotten into this a little bit more and opened myself up to it a little bit more, maybe I'm easier to read. But the deck that she chose first was that pulp fiction, yeah, style one. That deck was really cool.
I really
enjoyed it, and it was actually very fitting for us with the movie podcast, yes, and whatnot, because that deck was just gorgeously illustrated, I'll tell you that much. But I mean, and even at the 15 minute read, she drew what, 15 cards out of the one deck at least.
It was a lot.
Yeah, for each of us, and then like three oracle type ones, and then the third deck that she had for me, she didn't even touch. Like, she was going to look at a different deck, and then all of a sudden she just stopped and then looked at me and just started talking. And she just kind of meshed it together within two types of aspects of my life, I guess I should say. Of course, everybody goes into, like, you know, love and whatnot and those types of things. And well, for one, she drew the tower at one point, and I just laughed because, like,
oh, yeah, as soon as she drew the tower,
that checks.
Jenny was just like,
I was like, great, this is fine. It's fine. We're in retrograde right now, and we just had a full moon, so it's okay. But I'm trying to remember exactly. Sometimes I just take the information, then I don't even, like, remember what they say. But I know that she said something about people finding me, or guys finding me intimidating. I'm closed off. I don't trust easily. Duh. Yes. Hit the head on the nail with all that shit.
Yes, she was saying that you are very strong-headed and very independent, which a lot of guys are scared of.
Shocker.
Which, obviously, yeah.
And she did go into my Highland Games career kind of not knowing what it's even like. She didn't even know what Highland Games were, and I tried to explain it to her, and she's like, no idea what any of that means.
She was like, I don't know what that means.
So she really had no idea, but she said something about the career. I need to watch out for a figure because there's one that is faking, supporting, and is not really having the best intentions toward me. And there's, you know, I knew kind of who she might have been talking about at that point in time. It was nothing ever, like, super bad that she gave me with any of that. But it wasn't, like, rainbows and unicorns. But I don't like readings that are, like, rainbows and unicorns. I like the real shit.
No. You want them to be completely honest. Yeah, she said that about your Highland career, that they're just, yeah, might be someone you need to look out for. And then she also said that about your normal job.
Uh-huh, yeah. And I think she had said she had saw success or good, she had either said success or good things or something with the Highland, like good, I don't know if it was good progress or how she worded it. I can't remember, but it was good things at least. I was like, well, good, because I haven't really, like, touched an implement since, like, my last competition, so I need to get my ass in gear and start practicing. But yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, she kept saying the word project for you.
Yeah.
She kept saying, like, you're working on projects or, like, some type of she kept bringing up the word project.
Yeah, and then the way she was I think one of the things she was talking about was how not narrow, I don't want to say narrow-minded I get with things, but how tunnel vision I get with some things.
Yes.
Yeah, something along those lines to where I just like block everything else out and I'm just like focusing on this one thing and like, I remember the one part she talked about with like the people that I have been not seeing but talking to or whatever, that I'm just like they do one thing or they do something that I don't see as like a being something that I want a person that I'm with doing, and I just okay, bye. I was like, well, fuck me. Yep, that's pretty much my entire life right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't even dated in I don't know how long, so we're just not even going to go there.
Yeah. I don't remember what she said about them, but I remember she brought up one specific person. She was like, I don't know if you ghosted them or if they ghosted you or if you just like kind of walked away, but she brought up one specific person, and I don't remember what she said about that.
Do you remember?
No.
Yeah. I don't remember, but apparently that person was significant in some way.
Apparently it was a lesson I needed to learn, I guess. Yeah, it was something about a lesson. Yeah.
She kept saying that, like, all of these, like the people that you talk to and the things that you're, like, trying to engage, the relationships you're trying to engage in have been lessons.
Try to fix people.
You try apparently. To fix people.
Oh, and she said I had, like, a healing energy, too, because she said something about it being funny that I was wearing green and that being a healing energy, I guess, so. Yeah.
I don't get from you.
You don't get a healing. I'm not a healing individual. What the fuck? I'm healing and I'm nice. Come on.
I don't get healer energy from you. I get like very powerful energy from you.
It's powerful healing. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't personally like, see that.
Bitch, no.
I don't personally see that.
No. But then, yeah.
Yeah.
We could just talk about the movies that we had watched. The two.
Wow. So I'm so excited.
She's not going to go into a deep dive. We're just going to tell you the two movies we've watched and just kind of like our hot takes on them.
Yes. I'm so excited to do like...
That was aggressive.
I know. I'm so excited to do deep dives on these movies because we've watched three movies since I've been here. It was three.
What was the other one?
Well, which... What, the last one?
Talk to me, Saul Burnham. What?
Saw.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, it wasn't that great.
I mean,
it was right.
It was okay, but anyway.
Anyway, so the first one that we watched was Talk to Me.
Yes.
And I've been really excited to watch this because it has been talked about a lot, and it has a lot of mixed reviews, and I was really excited because it looked very promising to me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to wait until I was with Jenny to watch it. And so I did. And I don't know if it was because I was watching it or we were watching it on my iPad or what. Because the quality on Talk to Me, for some reason, was like insane.
It was pretty on point.
Like I felt like we were watching like 8K. I was like, what is this quality? Like it looked so realistic to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't know if it was just...
have a very old TV.
Yeah.
I mean, not you're... very, but it's older.
It's old.
Very old.
It's old.
There are people that have older. It's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, we've been watching all the movies on my poor iPad because...
Oh yeah, don't forget that Fire Stick, by the way.
Yes. Anywho. So yes, Talk to Me. Very good. I will definitely do an episode on that. I thought it was... I thought it felt... like a very just classic scary movie.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't trying to be anything that it wasn't. It was just like, here's a scary movie.
It was very messed up. That opening scene. That shocked me.
Yeah. You're sold like 5 minutes into the movie because of that. I was like, oh, okay. Like we're doing this. Like it's serious. Like I thought it was very well performed, very well articulated. I thought that the story was meaningful. I loved the main actress. I have no idea what her name is. I thought all the actors did really well.
Yeah.
I loved the ending. I'm not gonna tell you how it ends, but I liked the ending a lot. And like I always say, like if a movie has a bad ending, I will hate the whole movie.
Oh yeah, it's the same way with the series of shows and stuff. If it has like its final season,
yeah.
If it's shit, ugh,
it ruins the whole show.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, I really liked the ending. Really loved it. I thought it was scary. I thought it was like really I like, we can obviously handle scary because we're so used to it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, wow, this is scary. Like the performance, you know, I thought it was really well done. Mm-hmm. Very good. And then the second one, our personal favorite, we watched Saltburn.
Yeah, that one's messed up. God.
Dude, I think it's probably one of my new favorites.
It's up there.
I think it was so good. It is not for everybody.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely not. It's very disturbing in a few different parts.
Yeah. Yeah, there are, if you've seen any of the reviews on TikTok, there are some jaw-dropping moments, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck moments?
Like, what is happening? Is this actually happening?
The director took some very big risks with that. And
yeah.
I think it paid off with the niche people that are going to like it.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was great. I think that it was such a different movie. Have never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
It was
sure have not.
So brand new. I think that Jacob Elordi. Elordi?
Sure.
Is it Elordi or Elordi? I don't know. The dude from Euphoria, who plays Nate in Euphoria.
Oh, yeah.
He was amazing. He was very good in his part. He was a very different type of character.
Kind of.
Yeah, if you've seen Nate Jacobs, that character in Euphoria, and then you watch Saltburn, it's like you really see the range on this actor.
Yeah, because, I mean, even Nate Jacobs with Euphoria, he played another American high school character in some other MTV series or something, wasn't it? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
There was something else, but like I had only ever seen him speaking in the American accent. I didn't even know he was Australian, too.
Yeah, he's actually Australian. He did absolutely fantastic. Yeah. The main guy in Saltburn, I forgot his last name, but his first name is Barry.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have so much respect for him now.
Well, that end scene, you really gotta not give a shit about anything.
Yeah. I have so much respect for him. He wasn't even on my radar until now, but now I'm obsessed with him. Yeah. He's like one of my favorites now.
His name, Barry Keoghan?
Keoghan, something like that.
Yes.
I have, oh my gosh, he was so good. He really went out there for this movie. He did a lot of things that could have easily ruined his reputation as an actor, but I think that it boosted him personally. Like, I love him. He's a legend now in my book. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of people who watch Saltburn and they're going to be like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're going to be like, this is shit.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. There's gonna be people who either really love it or really hate it. I don't.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of people that hate it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to do a deep dive on that one. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I love it. Yeah. I want to watch it again.
He was in The Kissing Booth.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
This is Jacob Elordi.
Yes. People wouldn't know that. Deepwater. No. Priscilla, he was in the new Priscilla.
Oh, I want to watch that.
Mm-hmm. He apparently has some upcoming ones. He's only in one episode of an upcoming series of Euphoria. What?
Well, don't say that.
I don't know. Anywho, keep going.
That might be a spoiler. Anyways. Yeah, amazing movie. Watch it. I absolutely love it. I can't wait to watch it again.
If you want something different that's going to, you know, shock you, go for it.
Yeah, if you're okay with disturbing, watch it. And exciting. I would say that it was exciting. Mm-hmm. Also, I think her name is Rosamund Pike. She's the girl from Gone Girl.
I love her.
She did an amazing job.
And the Wheel of Time series on Amazon Prime.
Yes, she was in Wheel of Time. She did amazing as always. I mean, she was she was excellent in Gone Girl, so I had high hopes for her. And yeah, she did amazing in Saltburn.
Well, even the guy that played his dad,
just the
crazy way that entire family was. It was like
okay. All of the actors were so good.
Yeah,
all of the actors were amazing. It was awesome. I can't wait to watch it again. And it has a lot of twists, a lot of plot twists. Mm-hmm. And it leaves you guessing up until the end. And it's just, it's brilliant. I love it. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, we will be doing an episode about that eventually. And then the last movie that we watched together was Saw X. So the new Saw.
Yeah. I mean, I get it for nostalgia purposes why it was done the way it was done. But like we had discussed, it could have been better.
Could have been better. Could have been better, could have been worse.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a shit ton to say about it.
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't amazing. I enjoyed it. I truly enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought it was a good movie. I think that they could have done a lot better. I personally feel that the ending was a little underwhelming.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
that's the kind of sort of the way they had to leave it anyway.
Yes, but I mean, classic Saw, there's always a huge twist in the end, and I thought the twist was done very well.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I always love Saw twists. They're my favorite part, with the classic Saw tune, that song. Yeah, the classic tune. I thought it was really good. I thought that, what is his name that plays John Kramer?
I don't know.
I don't know what his name is. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible horror fan, but I loved him. I thought that his performance was excellent. I would talk about another actor in it, but I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
There's another actor in it that I did not like, but I'm not going to say who because it will spoil it, so.
Yeah. But there is, go past a few of the credits because there's an extra scene.
Yes, there's a cutscene at the end, so. Yes, it is. It is very good, mm-hmm. And I think it sets it up for more movies.
Tobin Bell. Jigsaw.
Tobin Bell. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, that sounds familiar. It's just like he hasn't been in a ton of things, and so I just don't remember his name a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still think it's worth the watch. Mm-hmm. It's just not like amazing. Don't expect a groundbreaking, amazing movie.
No. And it takes it takes a little bit after the very first scene. To get back into it a little, I will say it's a little slow there for a little bit. Yes.
If you like the classic gore of Saw,
this is not your Saw.
It doesn't have a lot of it.
Yeah, well, it does at one part, yes, but
I would say it doesn't get really gory until about halfway through.
Yes,
and then the last half is very. But if you're literally just sitting there and you just want gore and like gross stuff, then.
This is not a constant for you.
No, be prepared for the first half to be very, very slow, but I think that the first half was what made it good.
Yeah.
You know?
It had the storyline that needed to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't really do much else except for watching True Blood.
We watched the whole second season of True Blood.
Yeah. But since we only have a few minutes here at the end, there are, since Emma dabbled in doing some merch type things, we do have 5 koozies.
Yes.
With our logo on them. You lovely listeners, you need to DM us on Instagram and or TikTok or Facebook, because it's too much to remember to email anymore, and that's the easier platforms to do. Your number one favorite scary movie.
Yes, you heard that right.
And say that you heard it on this episode with the code word Saltburn.
Yes, perfect.
Yes, so DM us, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, your number one favorite scary movie and your code word of Saltburn, and we will send you a koozie with a logo and maybe kind of sort of some stickers that may say some cool, funky, fresh things on them.
Yes. Yes, there's only 5 of them, though. So yes. First five
emails, DMs that we receive. Instagram is 2BrokeBirches, the number 2. TikTok is 2BrokeBirches Pod, number 2, of course. And Facebook is also 2BrokeBirches, number 2.
Yes, and you only have to DM one of them, not all.
Correct. If we see you're on multiple of the platforms, come on now. Be nice. Share with people. But yeah, that's kind of all we got.
Yeah, that's all we got. I leave Illinois soon, so a lot of the content together will have to wait for a while again. But
yeah, she'll be editing and doing some TikToks with some of our content we've had together, you know. And so yeah, let's keep an eye out for that. And try not to have a shit-tastic day.
Bye.